This morning, I would like to reintroduce you to a new invasive species, the predatory ant Pachycondyla chinensis, and its relationship with native termites in the southeastern United States. Pachycondyla chinensis is a really interesting invasive ant in that it doesn't share a lot of characteristics with other invasives. And this is because it's a part of the subfamily of ponerines, which are mainly comprised of predatory specialists, many of whom are completely termitophagous. And they're limited in their ability to invade new habitats by their small nest sizes and this prey specialization. In their native ranges in Japan, P. chinensis follows suit with this subfamily by forming small nest sizes and has shown some characterization of prey specialization by living with termites and preying on them vigorously. In its introduced ranges in the southeastern United States, their nest sizes are significantly larger, and they're still found to prey on native termites. And they've also been shown to reduce the ant diversity by about 50%. And if you would have been able to see Benoit's talk, I'm sure he could have shown you the numbers on that. So they're able to decrease diversity in their introduced ranges, but they don't do so like other invasive ants, like the fire ant, the Argentine ant, or the crazy ant. They don't have the high worker numbers of those other invasives, which facilitate mass recruitment and, coupled with high aggression, allow them to outcompete other ants at food sources mainly. So other invasive ants will compete with other native ants either through interference or exploitative competition. Interference competition is a direct kind of competition that is facilitated by their high worker numbers and mass recruitment at a food source where they prevent other ants from using that food source. And it can also include nest raiding. Exploitative competition is more indirect, and it involves that mass recruitment strategy and the high worker number at a food source, but they don't directly compete with the ant. They just limit the supply of that food source, starving the other ants basically, and outcompeting and using that food source more efficiently. And so even though Pachycondyla chinensis doesn't have the high recruitment numbers, it still may use termites as a food source more efficiently than the native ants, and that might be what's mediating their ability to decrease ant diversity in their introduced habitats. So, Reticulotermes flavipes, the eastern subterranean termite, is a common woodland termite found all over the southeast, and it's been shown to comprise a large part of the protein diet for some woodland-dwelling ants, like Aphenogaster rudis. And their soldier caste is highly developed for defending against these native ants and preventing them from killing them completely. And so you would expect that this soldier caste would maybe prevent the invading ant from being able to prey on them as well. So, but if Pachycondyla are using them more effectively than the native ants, then we should see a difference between them and native ants. So my hypothesis is that P. chinensis' ability to kill Reticulotermes is going to be unhindered by soldier number. In order to test this, I set up an experiment where I gave Reticulotermes every advantage in the lab as they would have in the field. They outnumbered the Pachycondyla 2-1, and I varied their soldier ratio between what was naturally found in nature according to Long et al., having three treatments of either 1, 5, or 10% soldiers. I allowed them 24 hours to acclimate to a sawdust-type nest where they were able to construct galleries and narrow the nest entrance, which is really important for nest defense. After 24 hours, I removed the barrier separating them and allowed them to interact for 6 days. At the end of this 6 days, I counted the number of remaining termites in the termite nest. And here are the results from this experiment. On the x-axis, you have the soldier ratio and the three treatments, 1, 5, and 10%. And on the y-axis, you have the mean worker, or the mean termite mortality of the total colony. And as you can see from the orange bars, there were low percents of termite mortality, which shows that there was no undue stress caused by having to move into this sawdust nest. But when Pachycondyla were present, they preyed heavily on the termites and caused 100% mortality in all experiments and all treatments. So what this tells us is that soldier ratio has no effect on the termites' mortality. And what we can conclude from this is that P. chinensis is an effective predator of termites, and that it is able to cause 100% mortality in the lab when it's faced against all ratios of soldier number. But this isn't what we were seeing in the field. In the field, where we collected the termites in Pachycondyla from the same log over two field seasons, so we were able to monitor their dispersion throughout the forests. And in no logs did we see them completely kill all the termites. So a couple things could be happening, and what we were expecting is happening, like other ponerines, is that they were invading the termite nest and then bringing the termites back into their colony to eat them, which is seen in Megacephala, another ponerine that is termitophagous. But instead, in the in the logs, they were completely separated, and there would be Pachycondyla at one end of the log and termites filling up the rest of the log, and there were usually a lot of soldiers right here at the entrance. So what we know is that the P. chinensis weren't necessarily entering the termite nests like other ponerines might, and that maybe the termites were able to resist them in the field. So in order to look at this interaction a little more closely, I decided to focus on the nest entrance. And my hypothesis was that they would spend more time foraging at the nest entrance, but they wouldn't enter the nest at any higher rate. In order to test this, I set up the exact same experiment, but I didn't vary the soldier ratio. And I allowed them to acclimate for the same 24-hour period. And immediately after removal of the barrier, I looked at this interaction between the termites and the ants right at the nest entrance where they would interact the most. And I digitally recorded the first 5 minutes of this interaction and the first 5 minutes of every hour subsequent to that for the next 4 hours. And I recorded all behaviors between Pachycondyla and termites. And first, let's look at the foraging behavior. And like our hypothesis predicted, and indicated by the orange line, when there were termites present, the Pachycondyla did recruit to the termite nest in much higher numbers. On the y-axis, you can see the mean frequency of foraging events, which a foraging event I counted as each time that a Pachycondyla came to the entrance of the termite nest or was within 1 centimeter of the termite nest. And when there were no termites present, as indicated by the black line, you can see that they foraged at a much lower rate over the 4 hour period on the x-axis. So what this tells us is that they do recruit when there are termites present. And so what we would expect from this is for them to enter the nest at a higher rate. If there's more termites hanging out at the nest entrance, if there are more ants hanging out at the nest entrance, then they're going to enter the termite nest in order to prey on them heavily. But when we looked at the behavior of entering the termite nest, it's no different than when there are termites present or absent. And the colors of the lines are the same as before. And as you can see by the y-axis, these are much lower numbers. They don't enter the nest at a very high rate. And so what we'd expect from this is maybe they're not an effective predator of the termites. Maybe they're not able to kill them with 100% efficiency like we were seeing before in the lab. And so in order to test whether they were killing the termites effectively, I counted the number of termites in the Pachycondyla nest at the end of every hour as well. And here are the results from, I don't have the results from this data, but they were still able to cause 100% mortality in less than 20 hours. But they were doing so without entering the termite nest. So to conclude, they do recruit to the termite nest entrance when there are termites present, but they do not enter the nest at any higher rate based on whether termites are present or absent. Yet they're still able to cause 100% mortality. So maybe they're using some alternative strategy to preying on the termites. What we can conclude from these two studies is that they are effective termite predators, and they're able to bypass the soldier defense by foraging at the nest or aggregating at the termite nest entrance, but not raiding it. And they may be employing a dual strategy, at least that's my hypothesis for my future research, and that they're taking termites at the entrance opportunistically, workers and soldiers alike. And then eventually they assess the strength of the termite colony and invade a short way before they move into the termite nest a little bit further. But they don't completely raid the colony like other ponerines might. And this aggregation at the termite nest entrance also facilitates in their ability to possibly interfere with other native ants' ability to prey on the same termites. But if they're using the termites more efficiently, then it could also be exploitative competition and limiting the supply of termites to other ants. But I'll have to continue to look at this interaction in order to really hash out what mechanism is happening here. And these are the people that I would like to acknowledge, the people in my lab, and the funding that allowed this research to happen.
We have a minute or so for questions.
In Penance's home range, what type of termites would it be attacking there? Does it matter here?
The question is, what type of prey do they eat in their native home range in Japan? And I believe it's Coptotermes termites as well as Reticulotermes in Japan. And I did wonder if there was a difference in species here, but because Reticulotermes is the most common in the southeastern United States, that's the one that we looked at. And I haven't seen them associated in the invasive ranges with other termites yet. The question is whether a Pachycandyla compete with for other food resources with the native ants. And that is one of the things I'd like to look at in the future. I'm setting up choice experiments right now to see if they really do prefer preying on termites, and also parallel comparison studies between them and native ants to look at that interaction. But yeah, it could be that they're using another food resource. It's just that termites are the most abundant. And in their native range in Japan, when the termite population exploded, their population exploded as well. Kind of like when you see like the cougar and the bunny rabbit predator-prey interaction. So we also saw that here. So that's why they have larger nest sizes.
Great.
All right. Thank you.